Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on generosity and spending in good causes with the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yesterday we did a few ayat of the Quran explaining that when a person is giving, Allah ta'ala is going to go replace him. This is yaqeen and i'timad that we have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our belief. Allah ta'ala will definitely replace us. There's no loss. There's no loss when a person is giving. And then also when a person is giving, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Whatever you're giving is actually for yourself. Now don't think you are spending on someone else, so it's so hard. In other words, conscientize yourself, make yourself understand that actually the first beneficiary of your charity is yourself. And then next ayat we did, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. That whatever good you do, surely Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of whatever you do. There's no need for any advertisement, there's no need to show anybody that this is what I did, and this is how much of charity I gave, this is what I did in terms of good deeds, nothing. Allah Ta'ala is aware of it, and Allah Ta'ala is the one that will, inshallah, accept it and present it for us on the day of Qiyamah. So today's hadith, and Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu, ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la hasada illa fithnatain, rajulun ataahu Allahu malan, fasallatahu ala halakatihi fil haqqi, ورجل آتاه الله حكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ narrated رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that envy is not lawful except with regards to two people. Envy, yeah, the hadith says لا حسد. علماء explained حسد here means غبتة. غبتة means there's a difference between حسد, envy, jealousy, and غبتة. Actually English doesn't have the right translation for it, therefore it has to be explained. Hasad, jealousy, is where you dislike someone having something, and because of that person having it, you wish that ni'mat is taken away from that person and is given to you. So you're jealous of that person because of some gift he's got, but would this desire that must be taken away from him. Now this is not permissible under all circumstances. There's no such thing as being jealous of somebody, envious of somebody, with that desire that must be taken away from him, and how nice if I could get it. That is not permissible under any circumstances. Ghibta is where a person has got a good quality, or a person has got some ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you say, how nice he's got it, and nice he can have it, but how nice Allah ta'ala also gives me that. So in other words, you're still hopeful that he has those things, there's no taking, snatching away from him, but simultaneously a person is hoping, how nice if I could have that. Whether it's good qualities, or whether it's just general ni'mat's favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a person. So this is what this hadith is speaking about, that when it speaks about envy is not lawful except with regards to two people, it's referring to this. Which two people? A person whom Allah ta'ala has granted wealth, and he spends in the path of truth. In other words, he spends his wealth rightly. Allah has given this man wealth, and he's spending all the time, he's spending and spending. When you see a man like that, not a man that's just building mansions and building properties, when you see a man that he's got money, but he's just spending here, spending there. So now the hadith is saying that it's permissible to be envious of such a person. How nice Allah Ta'ala had given me wealth, if a person thinks like that, so that I could spend in these type of causes. Then there's no harm for a person having that desire, because actually a good desire that I would also like to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is one that nearly every one of us can do, and every one of us can manage, is the one Allah Ta'ala has granted him hikmah. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi explains, here hikmah means Allah Ta'ala has granted him Quran Sharif. He knows how to read the Quran. He has the ability to read Quran. So Allah has given him the ability to read Quran. فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. This person, he makes his judgment. He gives judgment by way of the Quran, and he teaches Quran. In other words, he's engaging himself the whole day in Quran. So Allah Ta'ala has given us Quran Sharif. Each one of us, we can see that in our daily life, how much of Quran Sharif have we got in our life? How much are we teaching our children, our young ones, Quran? In any small way, or if we can't do that, we ourselves don't know Quran, at least we can make arrangements for them, that this grandchild of mine, this child of mine will become Hafiz of Quran. He must learn Quran. So we're not physically doing it ourselves, but we're making an arrangement to see that the family members are at least learning Quran. And this type of person you can be envious of. Allah Ta'ala has given him Quran, and he is living his life according to the Quran Sharif. And also a person that is reading Quran is a very, very meritorious thing. We should take our time every day, even if it's a little bit of time, take our time every day and see how we can recite some portion of the Quran, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is saying that in this, competitors should compete. In these things, you should do competition. Not compete in terms of how nice car he's got, I must got, what type of wedding he's got, I must have that wedding. We must compete in good deeds. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.